believe the cowboy boot is more than utilitarian. It's a symbol of the West, handcrafted with centuries of heritage in every stitch. It's not just a cowboy boot, it's a work of art. Since the 1960s, Dan Post has been offering premium quality, created with innovative artisanal methods that echo the legacy of the West, because upholding tradition and heritage is second to none. Dan Post at Boot Barn.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection, worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
And we're back here at War Memorial Stadium as Mountain Home wins this state quarterfinal game, 42-41 over the Catholic High School Rockets. Guys, just a dominant performance for your Bombers.
No question. I mean, at no point tonight did we ever have any doubt. Bombers held it all the way through, guys. You cannot be disappointed in this performance tonight whatsoever.
Tonight's post game brought to you by NAEC and Next. Give them a call at 870-425-2141 or stop by NAC's office to enroll in Bank Draft. Guys, just an awesome dominating win. Barkley, what kind of stats you got for us?
Start off with your defense. Let's just start where the cream was in that sweet, sweet oatmeal cream pie, and that was your defense tonight. 14 total points for Catholic. One of those come off a pick six. 5 total first downs, 113 total yards by my count, and 2 turnovers. Your Mountain Home offense, 395 total yards, 282 of those coming in the ground, 60 rush attempts, 4.7 yards per carry. You got 4 rushing TDs. Brantley went 11 for 19 for 113 yards and a TD. He did throw that pick six. Mountain Home had 1 turnover. Each team split even with 6 penalties each. It's a great game. A lot of people touched the ball tonight, a lot of different receivers, and you had 4 different running backs. Or no, excuse me, 5 if you include Brantley.
Well, a lot of different weapons. We knew that's what it was going to take to get it done here tonight. But did you anticipate, you know, with Little Rock Catholic's defense, the Mountain Home be able to hang 42 tonight?
Yeah, this team was only one giving up 19 points a game, I think it was. Now, they were down some injuries and down some key players that we heard about. However, Mountain Home just came and dominated them. And really their Catholic offense, they scored on a pick six, and they scored when we gave them the ball when we had to punt from our own end zone at the 25-yard line. Other than that, they couldn't sustain any type of drive whatsoever. I think you put this game on the back of the defense. You know, man, Mountain Home is just so excited down there. The fans are down in the front row. All of our players are down there. Coach Airy just met with the team. Man, just a dominant performance. And, guys, this is new territory. We get to move from the first round to the second round, now second round to third round.
Yeah, I mean, next week here in the semifinals, guys, that's a different feel. And I know we've already went to Greenwood. We've already played that game. But it's a different feel in the playoffs. It's a completely different feel. You know, you got Brantley back this time. I'm going into Greenwood. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean –
punches, man. Greenwood, yeah. You want to beat Greenwood. My recipe, my personal thought is you got to swap blow for blow with them. And eventually someone's going to mess up. Someone's going to have that costly turnover. And we did that. We did that for 2 quarters when we went there a few weeks ago. What's that been? Maybe a month ago?
Yeah.
And then if you're going to compete with them, you've got to keep pace. And when we were a little one-sided with Barrett at quarterback, we just weren't able to keep pace. We didn't have the downfield threat. I think you're going to see a different team, more weapons, and more of Ackland's playbook's going to be open.
Yep.
I think you throw it all off the table.
Yeah.
The whole kitchen sink's going to hit it. Guys, there's heavyweights left in this 6A. And you know what? Put the state on notice. Mountain Home is now one of them.
Yep.
Right? We were a program left for dead. We are a program that we just needed a leader. Coach Airy has come in and just done a fantastic job just resetting this program. Look, Shallow Christian, Greenwood, Benton, and Mountain Home. That's your 4 teams that are left. That's your 4 teams that are left here in this four teams left in the 6A. And, I mean, it's just one of those things that we're glad to be one of them.
Down to four Idaho coaches say there's a lot of people at home not playing this week when you get to playoffs.
Yeah.
And every week becomes more and more special. But, guys, I want to talk about that last trip to Greenwood. You know, you expect a team like Greenwood to be, you know, extra classy and just to play at a different level with that many wins. But, guys, that is not what we experienced. We went over there. We had players getting gouged in the eyes. We had players getting spit on. We had, you know, we heard that from the players. And just it's not what you expect. So I can promise you this team wants revenge. This team wants to go over there, and they want to bring home a state title to Mountain Home. They feel this community and this town behind them. They want to bring home that championship. But then, unfortunately, that road goes through Greenwood. But I promise you, Coach Airy and this staff will have them ready next week to give the best performance they absolutely can, and I like our chances.
Yeah, Mike Stockton just texted, the road goes through Greenwood. It has. It always has.
Yep.
And it's always going to. Until someone beats them.
I'm about to say, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And I guarantee you Mountain Home's going to take it to them.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. I think Mountain Home's going to come in there with a different attitude. They're going to come in and believe that they can beat them. You know, it's like the Pistons-Bulls back in the day. Until somebody comes in and beats them, it's theirs. And I think, you know, we got to be those guys that do that. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a different matchup.
So let's talk for a second, guys. What was your Thanksgiving plans? Because I'll tell you, me personally, I'm going to be on the road to Iowa, right? We were going to stay up there through the weekend. Now, nope. Friday, we're going to fight Friday traffic all the way home from Iowa because we're coming to Greenwood, baby.
That's awesome. We were going to go to Stuttgart, South Arkansas. Got a son that's going to be playing. They're going to be practicing all week. Hey, I tell you what. You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to figure out how to get a Thanksgiving dinner for these football team boys.
All right. Anybody out there listening want to provide Thanksgiving for these boys?
That would be pretty sweet. I don't know if they're practicing. I don't know the plans, but how cool would that be to have all the families and everybody from the football team? Let's have a Thanksgiving meal together.
Let's treat them to a feast.
That'd be pretty sweet. Tonight's post-game show brought to you by NAEC, North Arkansas Electric Cooperatives. Most convenient payment method is automatic bank draft, enrolling in free. And it ensures that the bill is paid on time each month and eliminates the cost of a stamp, a lobby visit, or a trip through the drive-thru. Big fan of North Arkansas Electric Company myself. Grew up there. Had several family members that worked there. Mom retired from there. Both my grandpas did. Love that company. Big, huge respect for them and what they do for our community.
I love the Next Internet, guys. It's screaming fast. I got it in my house. I mean, it is wonderful. No issues with it. It's absolutely great.
So, guys, this is last time, final from War Memorial Stadium, 42-14. Mountain Home able to win this. We will have one more broadcast, hopefully two more, but one more for sure next week as we travel to Greenwood. We'll be on the air pregame show at 6:15. Game starts at 7 from my broadcast crew. Decon back on the box running Bomber Sports Network. Matt Sharp back producing this from back at the studio. Barkley, Tobias, had Kurt Drury over on the camera. Enjoyed him time. Great job, Kurt. He's had to get in as good as a cameo on the deal here.
Hey.
Gus, I'm Brad Coleman. It's been fun. Let's do this one more time next Friday. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming on Bomber Sports Network. We'll see you guys next week. Go Bombers.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
Why hold a parade that only goes one block? What in the world is a bathtub race? And how can one town be the training ground for American Pharoah and the former playground of Al Capone? That's just Hot Springs being Hot Springs. Between thermal waters, thoroughbreds, and the world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade, this town isn't trying to be unique. It just comes naturally. Come experience this slightly unconventional and completely wonderful place called Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now, and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and help us build America one project at a time.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is more than utilitarian. It's a symbol of the West. Handcrafted with centuries of heritage in every stitch. It's not just a cowboy boot, it's a work of art. Since the 1960s, Dan Post has been offering premium quality created with innovative artisanal methods that echo the legacy of the West. Because upholding tradition and heritage is second to none. Dan Post at Boot Barn.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection, worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
And we continue along here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Matt Sharp joining you for the rest of this broadcast following Mountain Homes 42-14 victory over the Rockets of Little Rock Catholic. And with the victory, Mountain Home does get 10 wins on the season. And not only that, they will advance to the semifinals and are one game away from going right back to War Memorial Stadium for the championship game. But first, they got to go through Greenwood to do that. Again, Mountain Home wins this game by 28, 42-14, the final score. And then their opponent will be Greenwood next week. They will have to go toward the Oklahoma line for that game. The Bulldogs will have home field advantage as they shut out El Dorado tonight by a final score of 48-0. Also in the Class 6A state playoffs this evening, it was Benton defeating Lake Hamilton by a final score of 57-14. And let's see if the game between Shiloh Christian and Van Buren has gone final. Not to our knowledge. Last score we had was in the third quarter. The Saints were up on the pointers 49-7, so it looks like Benton will be hosting Shiloh Christian next week. Let's jump down to Class 3A, and a big win for Salem. They were able to avenge an early season loss to Prescott and advance to the, believe, the quarterfinals of the Class 3A state playoffs. The Class 3A has one more round than Class 6A does. The Greyhounds defeat the Curly Wolves tonight by a final score of 16-10. Good win for Salem tonight as they will go on, and they will continue with home field advantage next week as they will play the winner of the game between Rivercrest and Rising. And right now looks like it's going to be Rivercrest. The Colts are up. Last score we had 30-6 in the third quarter. Also in Class 3A, Bismarck was, as we saw, was leading Atkins 28-14 in the third quarter. Charles Osceola is up on Charleston 50-21 in the final period. Also, it is Fordyce defeating Jesseville tonight 46-8. The Redbugs will go on to face Boonville. The Bearcats topped Mayflower tonight 35-13. Glen Rose and Dumas playing this evening. Last score we had was from the third quarter. Dumas was up 14-13. Mansfield at home tonight as they defeated Newport by a count of 34-14. And in Class 7A, let's go up, jump back up there real quick, as Bryant, last we saw, was leading Cabot 45-0 in the second quarter. So it looks like the Hornets going to get an easy win and advance to the semifinals. We don't know yet who they're playing next week. Last score we had was in the final period. Pulaski Academy was up on Fayetteville 25-24. So an awesome game over in Northwest Arkansas between the Bruins and the Purple Dogs. Bentonville pretty much pulling away from Bentonville West in the fourth quarter. 53-28 was the score there. And this game is a one-possession game here, too. Fourth quarter, Conway up on Rogers, 49-42. We're going to take another break, and we're going to come back with more scores from around the state playoffs in just a moment as we continue along on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show. Again, Mountain Home defeats Little Rock Catholic tonight, 42-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1957, Arkansas Capital has been empowering entrepreneurs, helping businesses thrive, watching communities prosper, and making dreams become reality. Arkansas Capital is a beacon of hope for businesses seeking a fresh start or growth capital by providing a variety of financing solutions. But Arkansas Capital isn't just a financing corporation. We're your partners in growth. Put our 145 years of combined experience to work for you. With over $500 million in loans to facilitate projects, Arkansas Capital is dedicated to your success. Learn more at arcapital.com. That's arcapital.com.
One automobile is the undisputed classic, the BMW 530i xDrive. Saracen Casino is giving the ultimate driving machine to one lucky player. Play all November at Saracen and score entries into the drawing for your chance to drive home in an exciting BMW 530i xDrive from BMW of Little Rock and Saracen Casino. At 40 minutes from Central Arkansas, Saracen is Arkansas's closest place to play.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that Henderson State University offers a nurturing classroom environment with caring faculty who will invest in your career success? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come check us out. Visit hsu.edu/getready for additional information. Did you know that Henderson State University offers the only aviation degree in Arkansas? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come fly with us. Visit hsu.edu/aviation for additional information.
What does care look like through the years? From the first memories to the treasured moments, from life's accomplishments to life's challenges, we're here for you, body and mind. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of families for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind with the kind of coverage that ensures your best days are ahead. Take good care, Arkansas.
I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there. That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Huh, get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide. Because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
We welcome you back to the next Powered by NAEC postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats Little Rock Catholic in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A state playoffs tonight. They will go on to face Greenwood next Friday, which will be Black Friday, end of the semifinals, and we'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. We'll talk more about that in just a moment, but let's take a look what else is going on. So as we move down to Class 5A, Valley View playing host tonight to Morrilton, and that game is still going. It is in overtime as the two teams are knotted up at 42 apiece. Winner of that game will go on, it looks like most likely, to face Little Rock Parkview. Last score we had, the Patriots were up on Maumelle 41-0 in the second quarter. Hot Springs Lakeside, a big win for the Rams tonight. They went to Little Rock and picked up a 21-17 victory against a very good Joe T. Robinson team this evening. So Lakeside will go on to face either Farmington or Camden Fairview. That's a battle between Cardinals going on over in Farmington. Fourth quarter, last score we had, Farmington was up on Camden Fairview 29-21. Class 4A tonight, second round, Dardanelle and Prairie Grove playing each other, and that game is still in progress, last we knew. Let's see if we've got an update on that game. Third quarter, we had the Sand Lizards of Dardanelle leading the Prairie Grove Tigers 28-14. Looks like the winner of that game is going to be playing Arkadelphia. Last score we had, the Badgers were up on Gentry 46-0. Southside at Batesville, last we saw, was leading Heber Springs 28-21 in the third quarter. Winner of that game will play either Monticello or Hamburg. Last score we had, Monticello was up 21-14 in the third quarter. Mills and Clinton playing tonight. Looks like the Comets of Mills beating the Clinton Yellow Jackets 35-10 in the fourth quarter. So Mills will most likely go on to face Warren next week. Last we saw, the Lumberjacks were up on Pocahontas 35-6 in the third quarter. Elkins, last we saw, was leading Mena 21-10 in the third quarter. If that score holds up, the Elks will go on to probably face Malvern. Last we saw, the Leopards were up on Highland 20-3 in the third quarter. Going down to Class 2A, this was their quarterfinal round tonight as Mount Ida was putting it on the home team, Murfreesboro, 48-8 in the final quarter. So it looks like Mount Ida will go on to face East Poinsett County. The Warriors top Bigelow tonight, 36-12. Conway Christian and Desark playing this evening. Conway Christian is leading the Eagles by both teams are the Eagles 50-36 though in the fourth quarter. Conway Christian is up, so it looks like they will go on to play Junction City, who went on the road and beat Carlisle tonight 43-14. Tonight, the eight-man playoffs were having their semifinal games. Have not seen any scores on either one of those two games. Cedar Ridge is playing at Strong this evening, and Midland is hosting Brinkley over in Pleasant Plains. We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's Next Powered by NAEC postgame show. Again, Mountain Home defeats Little Rock Catholic 42-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all have our traditions. From Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours. Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home. At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild. Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is a place where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of the family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park, which opened its brand new visitor center in 2023. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery, a nationally ranked children's museum, and at the Central Arkansas Nature Center, where you can see alligators up close. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at the historic Central High School. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
I've been feeling so sluggish and just kind of blah.
Been there. That's why I take Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites.
But I suppose they taste blah?
Actually, they taste delicious. It's an apple blueberry flavored center covered in a yogurt coating and is infused with probiotics to help support a healthy gut. They come 5 in a pouch. I just toss one in my bag and go.
Toss one in my bag?
Get your own.
New Align yogurt-coated probiotic fruit bites from the makers of the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Find them in the digestive care aisle.
At Boot Barn, we believe the cowboy boot is the foundation for a life well lived. We work, we raise, we break bread, and tomorrow it starts again. This life requires a boot that supports perseverance. Ariat boots undergo 150 steps to ensure performance. Boot Barn carries over a 250,000 Ariat boots nationwide, because out west, tenacity is second to none. Ariat at Boot Barn.
And we welcome you back one more time here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show following Mountain Homes' 42-14 victory over Little Rock Catholic in the quarterfinals of the Class 6A state playoffs. Before we talk about next week, I do want to pass along some college basketball scores from this evening. With about 10 minutes left, 20th-ranked Arkansas is leading Little Rock, but it's not as much as they were. It's the score right now, the Razorbacks up on the Trojans, 59-51, that game being televised by the SEC Network. Missouri defeated Pacific earlier tonight by a score of 91-56, and Arkansas State pretty much manhandled Lane College this evening by a score of 103-60. So again, Mountain Home is improving to 10-2 on the season. Little Rock Catholic's going to wrap up their season at 9-2. So this incredible year for Mountain Home will continue into the semifinals next week of the Class 6A state playoffs. The Bombers will continue on the road as they will have another matchup with Greenwood, who defeated El Dorado tonight by a score of 48-0. Mount Home is looking to get that bitter taste out of their mouth from the last time that they played the Bulldogs. The final score of that game was 42-0. Mount Home should be, though, a little bit more closer to full strength, especially with Brantley Phillips being able to take snaps and lead the offense. So we will be on the air a little different next week. Coming up later on tonight, 10 will be the newest edition of the Simmons Bank Friday Night Scoreboard Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. This will be the last edition of that program for the year. They only go to the second week of the postseason. And then we'll have just a little shorter pregame, shorter coverage, starting with the Bomber Buzz at 5:45 next week, and then they will join the guys at the stadium about 6:15 for all the pregame coverage here on Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube, and then kickoff is at 7. Tell you what, we hope you will join us especially if you can't make it. I know the Greenwood is a very long trip. But, again, we'll have the broadcast for you, so we hope if you can't make it that you will tune in and follow along with us next week. So Mountain Home gets the 28-point win, and that is going to do it for tonight. Thank you to Brad Coleman, Tobias Pugsley, and Barkley Terry out at the stadium. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp, reminding you our final score tonight from War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock, the Mountain Home Bombers 42 and the Little Rock Catholic Rockets 14. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take on the field for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.